Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The consistency of the bump music is probably my favorite thing of the fan bumpers, like preset button that we have in the system. It's like we can go from the slowest, and it's like classic songs that we all know, but like, why are slow songs in there? Like, who, like, and then Slash just ripping one, and just like, I mean, this is an all-timer, right?
This song might be greatest of all time.
It's in the list. You can't, and you really can't go wrong. There are numerous. There's like a dozen GNR songs that you could have as great, great bump music here on The Fan. My name is Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. I am in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'll be here again on Monday, where we'll be drinking lots of green beer, eating lots of corned beef. So let's make sure that we load up the... You place your orders now to bring corned beef into studio with me. Let's just eat. Let's just get corned beef. Let's go to 5-6 different restaurants up and down Highway 100. Just get the Reuben and do like a taste test in studio. You in for that?
You're speaking my language.
Me, you, and Tommy.
This sounds pretty good.
I mean, I think we would crush that on Monday.
I could go for a good Reuben or three or four or five, how many we get.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. Joining the show at this time, friend of show from the Journal Sentinel, he is Mr. J.R. Radcliffe. J.R., how are you doing, my friend?
I'm fantastic. I want you to know I embrace all tempo of pop music for bump music. So, like, whatever you want to go with, I'm fine. Sweet Child of Mine is great. But I'm okay with a slow song. I'm fine with that.
So I hear you, and I think there are slow songs that are really good songs. But I'm an energy guy, and so I really want, and I don't want to say bangers. Like, they don't need to be bangers. I don't know what the definition. I know there's, like, you know, all the sound bites, and our friends down the dial do that banger review and all that sort of stuff. And that's fun, and that's, you know, kitschy. I'm not into that necessarily. I just know it when I hear it. I want energy. I'm an energy guy. So,
all right. You need that Slash guitar riff to hit you, to perk you up and get you ready to talk some sports. I dig it. I hear where you're coming from.
Exactly. JR, thanks so much for jumping on today. I know you're inundated in spring training. You're inundated with all things going on with the Packers, probably Bucks and March Madness and college basketball. We'll talk a little about that as well. But what is, like, top on your docket right now?
This week it has been the March Madness because Milwaukee's going to host. You've got Wisconsin obviously playing in the Big Ten tournament. Marquette is playing in the Big East tournament. UW Green Bay women are going to March Madness, going to the NCAA tournament again.
Won their conference tournament, absolutely.
Yep, they continue to do amazing things. So I would say that's this week. I mean, in the background, bubbling up here is the draft. That's something that we're always thinking about and talking about because obviously it's going to be a unique experience this time around. So we're preparing for that a little bit. It's obviously not just another draft. There's still a good chunk of time here before the end of April, but those are probably the two biggies. I guess I've been paying attention to the Brewers for sure. I like what I'm seeing, but it just never hits for me until we get into that first game of the year. It takes a minute.
Which at this point is 13 days away, so we're getting there. We'll get into that, but I do want to start since you started with March Madness and what's on your radar. I have said, and I'm getting beaten up mostly for it today. I've had a couple people agree, but most people have beaten me up on it. March Madness, if I know there's 68 teams, but really it's a tournament of 64, so there's 63 games. There were 48 games yesterday. There are 38 games today. There's more games tomorrow, and there's more games Sunday. I think that this weekend is better than next weekend for pure watching rivalries. Like, you have the conference champions where teams that hate each other, Duke and North Carolina are playing, Kentucky and Alabama are playing, Ole Miss and Auburn were playing, even like Toledo and Akron who are playing right now. Like, these are all teams that hate each other. You have game after game after game. I would argue today you have more games with ranked opponents against other ranked opponents than you'll have on any other day of the calendar. I know I'm crazy. I know it doesn't mean as much. A conference tournament, especially for a major team that's just looking at seeding, it's not the same as winning a national championship. But I'm all in on this weekend. Am I crazy?
Okay, so it depends on how you look at it. Yeah, you are crazy, if only because nobody thinks about championship week, unless you're in the small school that just won to get into the tournament. Nobody thinks about these tournaments when they think back 5 years from now. What happened in the 2025 season? Mm. You know, I can't even tell you what happened in the Big East tournament last year or the Big Ten tournament. I don't know who won off the top of my head.
Illinois beat Wisconsin in the Big Ten, by the way.
Okay. It would take a little while for me to dig that out of
right.
my head.
I would not have remembered that, except I looked it up today.
I remember that now.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. I remember it now, but I would not have come up with that myself either. So I'm agreeing with you.
So, and that's great. The quality of basketball, and I was just saying this to a colleague today, the quality of basketball that you're getting today, if you look up and down the calendar, it's insane. These are some incredible games. Like you said, you're getting a higher quality of ranked foe versus ranked foe today and tomorrow than you would during the NCAA tournament. The thing is, though, the NCAA tournament can have stinker after stinker, but then that one game is a buzzer beater where the 12 beats the 5, and that's the game that you remember years later or even the next week. You know, like, that's the thing that resonates. So if you are a pure basketball junkie, this is for you. You get to get into the little schools and watch them fight for a chance, you know, for their Super Bowl. You get to watch the big-time programs, you know, go blow-to-blow, knowing that they're not going to see each other until the second weekend of the tournament when the rubber really hits the road. So I was just telling a colleague, it's a shame that this stuff gets kind of swept under the rug because it's happening during the day when people are at work or out drinking for St. Patrick's Day or whatever it may be.
Good point. Good point.
It's kind of forgotten because the next week is when the really good stuff begins, and then the tournament is what everyone remembers. So it is a shame because there's just such an overabundance of amazing, amazing basketball. But that's just kind of the format. I don't know if there's a better way to do it. And, you know, I think if you're a basketball fan, you can appreciate both the splurge of great basketball matchups followed by the tournament, the thing that everybody remembers.
J.R. Radcliffe joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Follow him on Twitter at J.R. Radcliffe, R-A-D, Cliff with an E at the end. So just want to make sure everybody gets that E in the end as well. J.R. Radcliffe, E at the end. The other question I've been asking everybody today is, we're all watching Jackson Chourio this year. Like, you know, he was unbelievable last year. He was so much fun to watch. Besides Jackson Chourio, so not named Jackson Chourio, who is the top Brewer you're watching this season?
Well, I mean, I have a personal interest in seeing Craig Yoho because we've been on him for a while, and he's not going to make the team out of camp. He's a relief pitcher who I think everyone is going to be very excited about when he finally gets his chance to debut. But that's not a guy that we're going to see right away. So that's maybe something I'm putting a pin in. I'm very excited to see his debut.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think there's something to be said for Brandon Woodruff, because if he comes back healthy in May and, like, is the pitcher that we remember him to be, then I think this team is markedly better than maybe I thought they were going to be. I think that's a really big upgrade, getting somebody of his caliber into the rotation. in a rotation that right now already has five guys that, you know, if everybody's healthy, it's kind of all spoken for at this point. You feel pretty comfortable with what they have there. Even if it's not spectacular, you're comfortable. So that's somebody that I'm certainly keeping an eye on. And then, I mean, this is maybe an easy answer, a cop-out answer. I don't know, but, like, Christian Yelich is pounding the ball in spring training. Is he going to be healthy? Like, if his back is healed up and he's – I mean, we saw him even when he wasn't healthy last year. He was really, really good. He was not MVP Christian Yelich, but he was dang close to a previous version of Christian Yelich. Now, theoretically, he should be healthier, right? He should be not feeling the effects of that back, even though I think it's all going to be in the back of our heads. But, man, what if he is back to being a special hitter, an all-star caliber hitter, in the middle of that lineup with William Contreras, with Jackson Churio, maybe Rhys Hoskins rediscovers something? Like, all of a sudden, I feel like I'm talking about a 93-win team again, which I still can't be convinced that this is a 93-win team. I still don't know how they pulled it off last year, but I can start to see the glimmers of hope there if those guys are healthy and you know, capable of contributing at a high level.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Admittedly, more excited than I thought I'd be about this team. And you just, yeah. I mean, the way you just rattled off names, and you didn't even name my guy, Garrett Mitchell. Garrett Mitchell's my guy who I think, if he stays healthy, I think he's another guy who can go 30-30. Like, he has all the skills and all the talent to do that. It's just whether he can stay healthy or not. Like, you look at that, they got to figure out the left side of the infield. I know the past couple of days they've been tinkering with Ortiz at second and Turang at shortstop, which we'll see, you know, if that has long-term effects or where that goes. But with that, you mentioned the starting rotation. I mean, when Woody does come back, they got six starters, and you're always going to need six starters. Like, I know that fans are always like, oh, well, they have too many starters, and it's not... It's going to work out, people. Like, somebody's going to – somebody – they're not – I know that five of the six guys made, like, 30 starts last year, but you're not going to have a starting rotation where everybody makes 30 starts every year. You're going to need that sixth guy. But I'm awkwardly excited about this Brewers team. I think they can be really special.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I did not expect to be – because quite honestly, at the beginning, at the outset, I was kind of down on them. I felt like they made very few moves in the offseason, almost no moves. I did like the addition of Quintana. I think that was smart, and I'm glad they were able to pull that off.
Yep.
It just was hard to see how this team, which I felt like, you know, I feel like is a little bit of a mystery, like I said, at how they were able to do this last year with defense and, you know, using pitchers, even though you didn't really have any studs kind of anywhere to be found except maybe Devin Williams for part of the year. Yeah, they were able to have that level of success. It felt like that wasn't necessarily something they could replicate, even though the Brewers will probably find a way to replicate it and prove me wrong. They've done that before. But just seeing that they're pretty comfortable across the board. I don't know about Caleb Durbin or Oliver Dunn or whatever's going to happen at third base.
Sure, I agree.
I feel like there is a question mark, but every team is going to have a question mark. And if that's the only one, then I think we should be pretty comfortable with where things are moving. You know, it doesn't start easily here with the Yankees right away in New York. You know, Devin Williams is going to be back, and We haven't seen a lot from Nestor Cortez, so we don't know for sure if he's going to be, you know, a guy who's capable of pitching at a high level like he was a couple years ago. But I tell you what, I am really anxious to see them in New York and see what they can do against a really good team. And small sample alert will be in effect, but I'm gonna feel pretty good about it if they win that series and then come home and face the Royals, having showed that they're a solid team once again.
I'm with you. I want to see what they can do. I'm fired up for it. By the way, I don't know if you mentioned that Yelich is raking. I don't know if you mentioned that he hit a grand slam today.
Yep, I did see that. And then Rhys Hoskins came up and hit a ball 400 feet to the wall. So the old guys are getting it done. This is an exciting spring for those two.
Yep, Nestor Cortez wasn't great today. Gave up two in the first, one in the second. Didn't get through the fourth. But again, like, I very rarely judge pitchers at spring training because you never know what they're working on. You never know what pitch they're trying to incorporate or featuring. They're often not themselves during spring training compared to who they're going to be, even their first start of the regular season.
Yeah, and they're going in really short spurts, you know, and knowing that they're only going two innings, doesn't that change their repertoire or their effort level? You know, like you said, it is very experimental with the pitchers until you get to the very final stages and guys are being asked to go, you know, five innings. Like, five innings sounds like a huge outing for starting pitcher in spring training. So
it does.
So you're right about that. It's going to be unclear until the season gets going.
J.R. Ratcliffe joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Oh, dear.
What does trending sports reporter mean? You are the trending sports reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You have that in your LinkedIn and in your Twitter. What does that mean, the trending sports reporter?
Every time I describe what I do, I tell people I really hate the title of my job. I really don't like what it's called.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, it's the best name for it. You know, if something is trending and it's sports and it's in the Milwaukee or Wisconsin region, there's a good chance that I'm interested in it and chasing it down. I always tell people I don't have a specific beat. I'm not the Badgers guy. I'm not the Brewers guy. I'm not the Bucks guy. I'm not the Packers guy. But I have been to all of those games. I have been to all the different things, talked to the athletes, done all the, you know, some of the boots on the ground reporting, but also just like, who's fighting on Twitter today? You know, like, it's stuff that's sometimes superfluous and not, you know, not strictly X's and O's or what's going on in the game, but maybe it's something that people are interested in anyway, or it's looking ahead, or it's looking back, you know, like a list of the great moments in such and such a parameter, you know? So I am all of those things. If it's something people are talking about, hopefully I am involved in it in some way, shape, or form. I wish I had a better word than trending, but that's just what we're left with at the moment.
Well, speaking of trending in Milwaukee, Ty Halliburton has a 4-point play to beat the Bucks the other night, and the Pacers are back in town tomorrow night. So I'd say the Bucks-Pacers budding rivalry is trending. I thought last night, I didn't care. It was nice that the Bucks won by 20, but I had said yesterday during the day, I don't care if they win by 1, I don't care if they win by 40, I don't care if they look great, I don't care if they look terrible. They just need to get a W in this game. They got the win. I just wanted to make sure they got out of that game with a win. What do you see as a challenge for the Bucks tomorrow night and then turning around right away and hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder on Sunday?
I actually will disagree with you a little in terms of my perception. I was glad they won by 20. I felt like they needed a game where they just beat the snot out of a really good team. And I know they didn't have LeBron James, but that's a really good team. Yes. And they have a superstar who scored 45 points, and they still won by 20. So I was encouraged there because going into that game, there were 18 games left in the season. And I've said this. I said this with my colleague Jim Ozarski on our Bucks podcast. Going 9-9 against that schedule is pretty nice because it's a pretty tough schedule. You mentioned Oklahoma City. Indiana, there's a couple easy quote unquote matchups in there, but for the most part, I mean, they're going out west for a 5-game road trip. You know, they're going to see the Lakers again. This is a tough schedule.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And they already are not positioned great. They're right there. They could easily be the sixth seed in a couple days if they don't get their act together. If the Pistons keep winning, you know, I think they lost last night. And if the Pacers keep staying in the way, I mean, that's rough because they're fully healthy. Even though there's still a little bit of minutes restriction with Giannis and Dame, but they're healthy and they should have all hands on deck for what you're going to see in the postseason. Maybe with the exception of Bobby Portis, and you're still not beating a team like Orlando. You're still not beating a team like Indiana after you take a lead with three point lead with 3.9 seconds left. You know, and Tyrese Halliburton is quite the agent of chaos, and it's a kind of a fun budding rivalry. You know, Wisconsin guys kind of been a little bit of a menace for them, and that's I think that's cool. I think that's a good story and positive ultimately. But you got to beat those teams. And they have. They've beaten those mid-level teams. They haven't beaten the Knicks, Cavs, or Celtics, but they've been able to beat the Pacers until that game. So, you know, come back two nights after the Lakers. Find a way to win that game. This is not a game that they need to win by 20. Just go in there, win the game, secure that tiebreaker that might very well come in handy as we get to the end of the season, and prove that you're better than the Indiana Pacers, because that's probably yes. the team you're going to see in the playoffs. So show that you're better than them so that you can have a head of steam when the rubber really hits the road.
All right, JR, before we let you go, not necessarily trending in Wisconsin, but when it happens, the news will be trending in Wisconsin. What uniform will Aaron Rodgers be wearing next season?
So Steelers, I think at this point, is the obvious, the leader in the clubhouse, maybe. I still think Minnesota, man. I mean, maybe because I want the content so bad.
Yes.
Thunder.
Yes.
I love the content.
Yes.
And I want time to be a flat circle, and I want him to end up with the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know if the Minnesota Vikings want him to end up there. I think it's fascinating that they're entertaining it, but I am all for that. I think that's going to be wild. Whether it's the Giants, Steelers, or Vikings, you're going to get some content because all right. three of those teams are going to face the Packers next year.
Correct.
So
Minnesota's the only one that comes to Lambeau, though, so that adds true. Even another level.
That's true. I am fascinated to see if Aaron Rodgers goes missing on some sort of excursion in Ireland before they end up playing the Steelers, if that all comes to pass. A lot of opportunity there for good storytelling. I think Steelers is probably the way to lean right now. But man, Minnesota, oof, that is a juicy proposition. I am interested.
It really is. It really is. All right, JR, what are you working on right now? What do you got coming up?
Well, I'm going on vacation. I am unfortunately.
Good for you.
I know our spring break. I'd love to be here for the Milwaukee games. I'd love to be. I'm going to Kentucky. There's a chance I'll watch some Marquette basketball in Lexington, Kentucky.
Sure.
That's where I'm going to be.
Will there be bourbon?
Oh, there! It's Lexington, Kentucky. There will
yes.
be bourbon.
Yes,
there will be bourbon.
I love it.
My family lives in Woodford County.
They
literally have a bourbon for the county.
JR, so. You don't know it yet, but we are now best friends. Just so you know.
Fantastic, fantastic! I can get to Buffalo Trace in 20 minutes. So yeah, it's happening.
Very cool.
So I'll be gone for a little while, but I'll be watching the March Madness. There's still lots to follow there. A lot of Wisconsin connections, and obviously the two Wisconsin teams of the men's tournament.
Yep. My in-laws live right outside of Knoxville, so I drive right past your house probably every time I drive down there, which is a couple times
Fantastic.
A year. So I will. Next time I do, I will wave for sure.
At the extended
family. Yep. Well, JR, thank you so much for jumping on today. Had a lot of fun, and let's definitely catch up soon. We got to get you on the Mason Crosby Show as well. And it was just a blast hearing about all the different things you're up to. And I know that you're even on vacation, I'm sure you'll keep your eye glued to all the trending stories going on here in Milwaukee.
I will indeed. Thanks for having me on. We'll talk again soon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.